Hello and welcome to the Video Game Podcast Entertainment Earth. We don't sell lots of games. I do like to talk about them. This is Adam Paulus. In the news this week, there's sort of a two-parter. If you're for the whopping, I guess, 19th anniversary of StarCraft, Blizzard will be releasing a high-definition remaster, 4K graphics, fancy pants edition of the original StarCraft. That means you can have widescreen support, and the graphics aren't quite as pixely as they were originally. And the graphics were really good for the time, and they're still pretty good now. I enjoy the game immensely. I still have my original discs. I picked up the original StarCraft after going to the dentist in like 2001 for $4.99 at Fry's Electronics. I still have it. It's great. It doesn't play in my current Mac, though, but they also put up the original StarCraft to download for free, and apparently it's compatible with modern operating systems. So right now, if you want the original StarCraft, you can get that for free. If you want the high-definition one, we're told that's coming out in the summer. I don't know if there are going to be any new toys or goodies from that, but it really is one of those rare, perfect video games that people from South Korea will destroy you at. So if you go online to play, just remember you will lose because it's a sport in certain countries, and we're just not that good at it here. New downloads this week include PlayStation 4, so many things. Kingdom Hearts HD 1.5 plus 2.5 Remix. Has-Been Heroes. No. Yes. Heroes of the Monkey Tavern. RBA Baseball 17. Rain World. Skykeepers. Snake Pass. And so many more, including classic PlayStation 2 games Fatal Fury Battle Archives Volume 2 and Harvest Moon A Wonderful Life Special Edition. In Japan, Parappa the Rapper Remastered came out. It is a 4K HD remake of the original. It's about $30 if you can play Japanese PlayStation 4 games on whatever hardware it is you have. So heads up there. I think they're doing something with the new Darius whatever game as well, which still makes me wish I had a Japanese PlayStation 4, which I don't. But man, I'm seeing a lot of good stuff coming out. Vita owners can grab Salt and Sanctuary, Cerulean 2, and Dying Reborn, while Xbox One gamers can enjoy Anoxemia, Air Guitar Warrior for Kinect, Snake Pass, and The Walking Dead A New Frontier Episode 3. On the Wii U, you can grab Cube Life Pixel Action Heroes and Miko Mole, as well as the Wii port of Pikmin 2. This is the one that supports the Wiimote. It was a really hard game to find, and it's quite expensive, so being able to download it might bring down the secondary price of the actual disc, and also allow you to have and play the game, which is very important. On the 3DS, you can download Kung Fu Fight, Brave Dungeon, Four Bombs, and Suburba City, while the Nintendo Switch added Snake Pass and the arcade classic Neo Geo game Metal Slug. Metal Slug 3 was available previously. This is Metal Slug. On sale at Entertainment Earth. You can get something for free. It's our birthday, so we're going to give you something. Entertainment Earth turns 21 on April 1st, 2017, and we're giving a free gift with orders while supplies last. We set aside a bunch of stuff, and it's going to go in the box, and you're not going to pay for it. Well, you'll pay for the other stuff, but you're not going to pay for this thing. So find out what it is when you order every in-stock item for a limited time until we run out, and then whatever. Yes. New pre-orders this week include a Legend of Zelda Link Sword, a Mega Man X NX Edge style action figure, crossover thing, I think. Street Fighter V Rashid SH Figure Arts action figure, also Cammy, those are up. The Minecraft Enchanted Bow and Arrow roleplay weapon. And we've added some King of Fighters Figma. We have Kyo and Yori. They're really cool. They're probably going to require a pre-order. They have the articulated stands and the super articulated bodies and all that good stuff, but they are not coming out until early next year. So get that order in early, because the pre-order window is not necessarily always the biggest, and sometimes these things get spoken for if they get really popular. So if you like SNK Fighters, go to our website, look up King of Fighters, and get your pre-order in today. And that's all I got. So I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Thanks so much for supporting us these last 21 years. Follow us on Twitter at EntEarth, and check out our homepage at entertainmentearth.com.